Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high-energy, controversial hour of your life.
Yeah!
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries.
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, direct from the greatest city on earth, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, libertarian, conservative, anti-tax warrior in America, Wayne Allyn Root.
I said war!
Las Vegas, this is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com sitting in for Wayne Allyn Root, War, because war is at war on the road against the institutional left. He is on his book tour this week. That means you got me tonight from 4 to 6, Kevin Wall tomorrow night, same time, same place, and then I come back Thursday and Friday live with you, some drive time with Reagan Baby. And as we say over at ReaganBaby.com, when they can't see the light, make them feel the heat. So I always bring the heat to the institutional left, the progressives, as they like to call themselves, who are total regressives. So if you're a progressive and listening tonight, grab a safe space, because it's not going to be safe. The truth isn't mean, though. That's the problem. The truth isn't mean, it's truth. And so what I give to the listeners out there in the audience is the truth. And you can't pick the facts that you like. The facts are the facts. Now, you can pick your opinion, and you can choose your feelings, but you can't pick the facts. So, as I don't know if you guys caught it last night. I didn't, but over on Jimmy Kimmel, his favorite gal, Hillary Clinton, was opening a can or a jar, excuse me, a jar of pickles. Of pickles. You heard me right. She couldn't go down to Louisiana. She couldn't go over maybe to Milwaukee. And she certainly can't have a press conference because the liar hasn't had a press conference since December 4th, 2015. And for those that may have missed the news today or last night, you're not going to find it on CNN. Anyone asking questions about where is Hillary? Because she was on a nightly talk show opening a jar of pickles. And this is the woman that wants to be our commander in chief. But no one's making fun of her, so I'm going to make fun of her. She deserves it. She deserves to be ridiculed. I guess the display of it with a jar of pickles was supposed to indicate her strength as a candidate. Opening a jar of gherkins shows a lot of strength. You know, I've done that before. I used to eat pickles before I'm on this no-sodium diet. But it pops when you open it, right? There's like this little vacuum suction noise. There was no noise. But besides the fact she was out there opening jars of pickles, showing us her healthy strength, she wasn't wearing the Coke bottle bottom glasses that she was wearing when she was testifying at the Benghazi committee. But see, we can't ask about her health anymore because according to the press, you know, that's a conspiracy theory. Everything, if you question the woman, if you question how she made $100,000 in cattle futures, if you question how Vince Foster died, oops, sorry, those archives are all of a sudden missing. Do you know that? The entire Vince Foster file in the National Archives, our library, they just went missing. That's on Drudge. Late breaking news. So we can't ask her about Vince Foster anymore because those archives are gone, but then we also sound like conspiracy theorists when we do, but now they're missing, so anywho. And we can't ask about her newly found 15,000 emails that the FBI just handed over to Congress. See, those headlines aren't trending right now over on CNN. You know, if I go over on CNN, I'll pull it up here on my computer. According to CNN, the breaking news is, how healthy is Donald Trump? Well, why don't you send him over to Jimmy Kimmel? Maybe he can open a jar of pickles, CNN. Then the second headline, birthers reborn in Clinton health conspiracy. Campaign Trump's tower rent spikes. McCain's comments imperil Bergdahl's case. Stars pay big to hobnob with Clinton. Well, we already knew that. But you're not going to see the Clinton Foundation on the headlines on CNN, the Clinton News Network. You're not going to see that. You're not going to see the 15,000 emails that the FBI just turned over to Congress, who most congressional members don't even have the security clearance to view the documents, to view the emails. Do you know that those emails that the FBI turned over are highly redacted because they're so sensitive? They are kept by an armed guard in the bowels of Congress. And Hillary Clinton tried to tell us, one, that she gave all of her work-related emails or turned them over, and two, the ones that were destroyed were yoga. She is shaped like a bowling pin. The last time the woman did yoga was probably when she was selling cattle futures as First Lady of Arkansas. So there's a long history of these right-wing vast, or you know, these vast right-wing conspiracies that us conservatives have, but we're proven right time and time again. You know, we shouldn't be surprised that CNN is not going after Hillary Clinton like the dog that she is. I mean, look at their headlines. But we also know that the press is the propaganda arm of the DNC. And how do we know this? Well, us conservatives suspected it for quite some time. I mean, that's why Andrew Breitbart started Breitbart.com, to take down the left-wing media. But we suspected that, you know, the press was always biased, but WikiLeaks, thank God for Julian Assange, leaks a bunch of documents and shows that members of the press, whether they were at CNN or MSNBC or Ken Vogel at Politico, was colluding with DNC staffers to make sure that their headlines and even their articles jived with the DNC talking points. And as Breitbart was one of my inspirations to find the truth, that's why I started ReaganBaby.com, so I could get to the truth. So I could share the truth, so I could speak the truth, because the truth will be the people's revolution come this election time. The truth is going to save us, along with God, but the truth is the only thing that can save us. And as long as the elaborate lies by which Hillary Clinton and her husband have operated and created and fabricated their entire political life, it is the truth that will break through these elaborate lies. The AP, I don't know if you recall, but the AP actually sued Hillary Clinton through an FOIA request in regards to these emails. First time I ever heard, Jason, he's my producer here, he makes the show run well. You ever heard of a news agency suing a presidential candidate to make them honest? No, I haven't either. So we even have the AP that's suing a presidential candidate, but supposedly Donald Trump is dangerous. Donald Trump isn't being sued by the AP. Donald Trump didn't help Iran with a $400 million untraceable cash advance so they could develop a nuclear program. Donald Trump didn't coordinate the overthrow of the Libyan government or Mubarak in Egypt. Donald Trump, through that overthrow, who didn't coordinate that overthrow of Libya, Hillary Clinton did. And now guess what Libya is? A jihadi training ground. Yeah, for ISIS. Caliphate's just growing all over the place. They even call them ISIS cubs now. Did you hear that? An ISIS cub, which is a small boy, was just arrested for trying to blow himself up as a martyr. But he was caught by the cops, unlike the small boy in Turkey between 12 and 14 years old that killed 20 people, including children, at a wedding in Turkey. This is the legacy of Hillary Clinton's foreign policy. We're now talking about children being recruited by ISIS in order to carry out jihad. But Donald Trump is dangerous. CNN, Don Lemon, told us that Donald Trump is dangerous because he talks about election fraud and voter fraud, and that's just dangerous to democracy, Don tells us. Well, Katie Grimes and I, have written two articles on voter fraud and election fraud, and they're on ReaganBaby.com. And at 4:30, just in 15 minutes, I'm going to have Katie Grimes back on, and she's going to talk about part three. So we have the voting system is rigged part one, the voting system is rigged part two, and the voting system is rigged part three will be coming this evening or tomorrow morning. But you can get a little preview from Katie Grimes at 4:30. And then later in the show, so I'm going to give you a little more teaser because I'm going to be here until 6 o'clock. I am so excited. I'm going to have Niger Innes on. Niger Innes and I go back quite some time. We always run into each other at the water cooler at various conservative events. And he's so busy, but he is going to carve out some time for he and I to speak at 5:30. And we're going to talk about Milwaukee, and we're going to talk about the African-American community and how the Democrats have had a stranglehold on that community and have created a whole new plantation of black voters. Because it's not black lives that matter to the Democrats, it's black votes. So this is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com, filling in for War today on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Give me a call. I know you guys are out there. You have a lot to say. 702-546-4790. 702-546-4790. And I'll be right back.
Last night, a little angel came pumping on the floor.
Hi, I'm Merrick Carley.
And I'm Gary McNamara. We host Red Eye Radio, heard here overnights on 790 Talk Now. Freedom of speech is not free. The talk that rocks relies on advertising dollars to keep free speech alive and well.
For more information on how you can advertise on 790 Talk Now, call 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. And ask for Debbie.
Where free speech lives, 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks.
Dr. Tom McPhee is known as the man who beat the bankers, but it wasn't always that way.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tom McPhee. I was raised in poverty, but I didn't want to stay that way. I worked hard and put myself through school where I earned not just one doctorate, but two. But none of that education is what enlightened me as to how money really works. In fact, it wasn't until I stopped doing what the bankers, financial advisors, and Wall Street told me to do with my money and started doing what the bankers actually do with their own money that I became known as the man who beat the bankers.
To find out what Dr. Tom McPhee does with his money and why he's known as the man who beat the bankers, call 702-660-7000. Mention the Wayne Allen Root Radio Show and get a free pass to attend a Beat the Bankers webinar hosted by Dr. Tom McPhee. Call now, 702-660-7000, and get a free pass to perhaps the most fascinating financial webinar in Las Vegas. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You always hear me endorsing sexy products, products that can make you a fortune. Well, now I'm endorsing the least sexy product on earth, janitorial and paper goods supplies. These products aren't sexy, but everyone needs them. And everyone needs BT Supplies West. My great friend Steven built his tiny business into a multi-million dollar East Coast industry leader. Now he's opened BT Supplies West right here in Vegas to provide every businessman and woman in Vegas with options. The best price by far, the best customer service by far. They guarantee double-digit savings for your business, any business, large or small. They supply them all. BT Supplies West is brand new in town, and already they've landed the accounts at most of the billion-dollar strip resort casinos. The biggest brand names in the Vegas casino business are now using BT Supplies West. What are you waiting for? I tried them out, and all my businesses, they cut my bill dramatically. The lowest prices for the best quality products ever. BT guarantees double-digit savings, and they delivered. I'm hooked. See for yourself. Call 702-OPTIONS. That's 702-OPTIONS. 702-678-4667. Mention Wayne Allyn Root, and you'll get 10% off your first order. That's 702-OPTIONS.
Money is a big part of our lives. You know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for your copy today. Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it. So get in the know. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Free 2016 World Money Report today. Or visit 2016moneyreport.com for an instant download.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Nevada, this is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com, filling in for Wayne Allen Root today. So happy to do so. War is on the road, fighting the left, promoting his book. The man never sleeps. He's in a constant battle, and thank God for him. Because this is the fight against the institutional left on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. And I want you guys out there to give me a call. I know he's got a lot of fans, and I'm going to keep you busy until 6 o'clock with a lot of doses of the truth and a couple good interviews coming up with Katie Grimes and Niger Innes. But call me at 702-546-4790. 702-546-4790. So we're talking about the liar, Hillary Clinton. Oh, by the way, I should probably give you a warning. If anyone's a progressive out there and listening, you might want to grab a safe space. And as I said, the truth isn't mean, it's truth. And truth is going to be the revolution of this election. Because the truth is the only thing that is going to take apart and decimate the elaborate scheme by which the Clintons have operated nearly their entire public life. If you look over on Drudge right now, you've got a breaking story or headline that says half of Hillary meets at state gave cash to foundation. So I click on that and I find the article that goes along with it. And we all know this. We know it's a pay for play. I mean, even Giuliani said if he was, you know, the AG, he would press RICO charges. And that's exactly what the Clinton Foundation seems to operate as. A laundering, money funneling operation. And look, it's not just how much money they're taking through. And if you don't know, they were dead broke when they left the White House. And Hillary Clinton even stole $200,000 of silverware that she was forced to return. But aside from that, they went from dead broke stealing silverware to $2 billion in a short 14 years. 6,000 donors have provided the Clinton charity with more than $2 billion in funding. Now, let's not kid ourselves. We know how much of that money goes to charity. And it's only, I think it's 10%. And I might be generous by a point or two. 10% goes to charity. Where does all that other money go? Well, who knows? Because she destroyed 33,000 emails. We may never know. I got a line one. Oh, here we go. Oh, we already got a caller. Sorry. No, I don't look up. That's the problem. I need to look up at the screen, don't I? But I'll take that caller in just a minute because I need to get back to the foundation. So they're dead broke. The Clintons are dead broke when they leave the White House. Hillary gets caught stealing silverware. She's got to return it. Now they've got $2 billion that have been funneled through the foundation. And funneled through the foundation from despots, dictators, tyrannical murdering heads of state. We have men who were accused of money laundering and fraud associated with this corrupt network. And at the time when Hillary Clinton was state, according to the AP, more than half the people outside the government who met with Hillary Clinton, either personally or through companies or groups, gave to the Clinton Foundation. It's an extraordinary proportion indicating her possible ethics challenges if elected president. She already has ethics challenges. Can you imagine this liar, this woman who has done nothing but lie to the American people since she hit the campaign trail, lied to Congress, lied to the Gold Star families of Benghazi, lied to the press, shredded 33,000 emails. Ethics? They don't know ethics and integrity. What would happen if she were the president? She hasn't had a press conference since 2015, December 4th. There's going to be no transparency. There hasn't been transparency even with the foundation. The AP goes on. At least 85 of 154 people from private interests met or had phone conversations with Clinton. I'm going to play you a cut. We're going to go to cut one. Maybe not. But it's basically the author of this piece who is on record stating what I'm telling you, which is that over half the people gave to her charity, and as much as $156 million they gave, 40 of those donated more than $100,000 each, and 20 gave more than 1 million. Hillary Clinton has some highfalutin friends. She is the 1%. And she seems to have a quid pro quo arrangement with certain companies and certain individuals. Now, let's go to cut three.
Called Ericsson came under U.S. pressure for selling telecom equipment to several oppressive governments, including Sudan, Syria, and Iran. Some of these regimes use those technologies to monitor and control their own people. In June 2011, Hillary Clinton's State Department began adding goods and services to a list that might be covered under expanded sanctions on Iran and other state sponsors of terrorism. During that time, Ericsson sponsored a speech by Bill Clinton, paying him $750,000, his highest paying speech. In April 2012, the Obama administration issued an executive order imposing sanctions on telecom sales to Iran and Syria, but those sanctions did not cover Ericsson's work in Iran. A Trump administration will end the government corruption.
And that's right. You think that Hillary Clinton's going to end the government corruption? She is the government corruption. And we got some phones lighting up, so let's go to caller. Caller two. It's JD. Hey, JD.
Hey, Megan, you remember last time you were on, I told you about the CEO of AP that I put in two calls to?
Oh, yeah, you're the dogged one that got his phone number, his cell phone number, his wife's number, his birthday. I mean, you were all over the guy like white on rice.
Well, I got two callbacks.
You did?
Yeah, from his assistant in the CEO's office. I happened to be sitting at lunch with five conservatives that call the shows from time to time, Brian and James and Noah, his son, and Michelle and Cassius. They couldn't believe, and the assistant to the CEO told me he could find no evidence where the 11-year-old boy said, you know, let my ears burn as long as I can keep my head. And Brian was one of the fellows that gave me all that information. And I says, well, since you can't find it, I'll give you an expert. And Brian proceeded to school him to find out where the information was. Within about 15 minutes, he called back to our amazement and apologized and said he found it. And I said, now what are you going to do about it? And he says, well, what do you mean? I said, well, are you going to bring it up to the boss's attention? He says, yeah. And I says, are you going to have a little sit down with your reporter out there in Indianapolis, Brian? Well, and he started stuttering. I said, yeah, okay, never mind. But anyhow, you know, if I may, a couple other things real quick on Hillary. One thing that has never been brought up, one of her biggest mistakes at State Department, she had the opportunity to designate the terrorist group at that time, wasn't a terrorist group, Boko Haram.
Correct.
And then shortly thereafter, they kidnapped 200 or 300 young girls and did all kinds of bad things with them. That woman never gave them the terrorist title that they deserved, and it probably aided in the kidnappings of many, many young children. And I, you know, like to see somebody talk about that a little bit more. I think it's just another big deal against her judgment. You know, Bill has raised $48 million in speeches for the 4 years that we were that she was Secretary of State. And another thing is their foundation. Have they ever helped out anybody in Baltimore or Baton Rouge or New Orleans? The thing that The Apprentice does, if I recall, what was their main goal on that show?
Yeah, just to start businesses here and, you know, get involved with the community. And but, you know, I know where you're going.
They raise money for charities,
and they raise money. Well, the Celebrity Apprentice, yes. But the old Apprentice was kind of a little bit different. You know, you developed them right. Yeah, but the Celebrity Apprentice, yes, they raise money for charities.
A lot different than the Clinton Foundation. Have they ever helped anybody in this country other than Chelsea and themselves?
It doesn't seem like it, JD, but we're going to thank you so much for your call. You are always a great caller, but we got one more hanging on just about as long as you are. Frank, line one.
Yeah, as long as the Hildebeest can get away with murdering a newborn baby on national TV and still garner 47% of a voting base, that's a pretty tough handicap to overcome running against Megan. But the one thing I would love to advise Trump on is he's very correct. If he's uncomfortable coming into these debates with the who do you call the guys asking the questions?
Moderators.
I forget the term. Yes. He doesn't need to, regardless of what the polls say. But the one thing I'd like to see, and this happened, gosh, I think it was going into 08 and maybe before. It did start with Reagan wanting to see, but the Women's League was always the best debate because they didn't put up with anything. You came in blind. And when they told the women, both the RN, this is what how much a one-party system it is, Megan. The RNC and the DNC both told them, we want our candidates to see the questions you're going to ask beforehand. And that's when the Women's League said, you know, hell with you people. It's over. You know, their attitude was, our country's done, if this is what it is. And I would advise Trump, force the Hildebeest to go into a blind debate where they don't know the questions, and you will see how phony and how trite and just, you know, how superficial this piece of phony, unethical work is. And that's what I have for you, Megan. You take care.
Atlantis interviewed 20 firms, by the way, picked Siegel Cohen Atlantis over all of them. They handled my case. We won. 5 days later, new audit. They said to me, my gosh, never seen this in the history of America. We do not know of one case like this in history that ever won in tax court. And 5 days later, new audit. And they handled it again, and they won again. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, as in underdog. The letter U as in underdog, because that's what you are if you don't hire Siegel Cohen Atlantis against the IRS. 1-800-934-3578, or go to website sceltaxlaw.com, as in Siegel Cohen Landis, sceltaxlaw.com.
Wall Street exists for one reason, to make Wall Street and their cronies wealthy. This is why you've never made any real money with your investment advisor and why you likely never will. Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I've been a leading investment expert for 31 years, demolishing Wall Street's shell game year in and year out. I founded the VRA in 2003, and it's really unlike anything else you tried before. I tell you exactly what and when to buy, and then exactly when to sell and take world-beating profits, all delivered directly to your inbox. In just the last 2 years, the VRA has booked more than 2,000% in net gains for subscribers, number one in the field, and I do it all with U.S. stocks, leveraged ETFs, and short selling, simple and powerful with life-changing returns. I am very concerned about the U.S. and global economy. I see the potential for a massive crash just around the corner, but my system ensures that you make money in good markets or bad. To join us and to save 75%, go to VRAletter.com and enter code VRAGold. Again, that's VRAletter.com, discount code VRAGOLD.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allyn for Liberty Health Share. So, you've missed the healthcare deadline, you don't have any form of healthcare. Liberty Health Share has the answer. Liberty Health Share offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty Health Share allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty Health Share empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, visit libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, and request a free estimate at libertyhealthshare.org.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Born in the USA.
And you got Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com coming back at you live on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. We've been talking about Hillary Clinton, but I told you we're going to get dangerous. We're going to get dangerous right now. It is 4:35, and I'm going to go over to Katie Grimes, because Katie Grimes and I have been working on that dangerous thing called election fraud, and it does exist, as does voter fraud. And we've written three pieces now called The Voting System is Rigged, Part 1, The Voting System is Rigged, Part 2, and Katie is about to drop The Voting System is Rigged, Part 3. So, Katie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you
and
doing?
Yes, I am.
Well, good. Thank you for coming back on, as always, but I've enjoyed working with you. And just so the folks know who you are, we've had our phone lines are blowing up, I got to tell you. But this is Wayne's show, and I'm taking it over, right? And we've got a lot of people that are informed out there that want the truth.
Yes.
And the thing about Katie Grimes is, folks, she lives up near Sacramento, that fascist capital of California. And she was nearly driven out by the fascists of Jerry Brown, like the likes of Jerry Brown. But she retained her press credentials. And what I love about Katie is that when she goes after something, she goes after until she finds the truth. And she and I were both contacted the night of the California primary separately by different women and voters. And they were outraged because when they showed up at the polls, in my case, this woman had showed up at the same polling area for years. She was been a registered Republican for years. And when she showed up to vote, she couldn't vote because she was dropped from the registry. And that's what was happening time and time again. And even in part two, as I speak in my story, and part two, the AG of Arizona came out and said millions of voters were impacted in Arizona in the primary. And in Brooklyn, New York, 126,000 voters were just mysteriously dropped off the rolls. And what happens is that when you're dropped off the rolls, you can't vote come election day. So guess who can vote? Well, probably all the illegal aliens under the new motor voter law in California and in Nevada. But Katie, on three, what did you find? Part three, the voting system is rigged. What did you find and what are you about to drop?
Well, what we did discover is that the pre-fix was in. There was a lawsuit filed by civil rights attorneys before the primary election ever even took place, alleging that California counties were negligent in educating voters of their rights surrounding California's no-party preference choice. Other states call it decline to state. We're a no-PP. But the Clinton-appointed judge, the federal judge who heard the case, disagreed and slammed them down. And sure enough, as I wrote in a previous article, poll workers were directed by the California Secretary of State not to inform these no-party preference voters of their rights when they handed them the provisional ballot. So the fix was in. I mean, it was in so deeply. We wrote about the WikiLeaks episodes where DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz was complicit in ensuring a Hillary Clinton primary win. And we're just uncovering more and more and more of this stuff, but not through the mainstream media.
Well, no, because the mainstream media is telling us, like Don Lemon the other day when Jeffrey Lord was on, he was saying that actually the words of Donald Trump talking about a rigged election are very dangerous to our democracy. So to even talk about it, they're trying to tell us that the mainstream media is trying to cover up, and they're trying to tell us that, oh, voter fraud doesn't exist. It's really just a myth.
Yes, that's exactly it. And that's I'm addressing that in this article. Shortly after I published, after we started with the first one of our articles, California's former Republican Party chairman, a guy named Ron Nehring, took exception with what we were saying and published an article in California's Flash Report, which is a news aggregator which also offers some commentary.
Let me interrupt you right there, Carrie. Katie. Ron Nehring was chairman of the Republican Party, and we lost every year that Ron Nehring was chairman. Am I correct?
You are spot on.
Right. We also lost Republican registrants by like 40% when Ron Nehring was chairman. Is that correct?
That is also correct.
Yeah. So a failed Republican chairman of a state had what to say?
He said, and I will quote him, "It's not rigged. There's nothing wrong with the system." And in fact, one of the things that he said in his op-ed was, he said, you know, look, we live in, you know, the greatest country in the world with the best system. So, you know, essentially we're just supposed to accept that some fraud comes along with every election, I think is what he wouldn't say, but that he was trying to say. And remember, this is a guy who has been working at elections in Honduras and Kenya, not exactly two countries with outstanding election results, right?
But I guess we're better than Honduras and Kenya. I mean, we're not going to be for long.
Right.
But we're right now, we're better. Well, woohoo! That's something to celebrate.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
We're a smidge better than a third world country.
Yeah.
But here are the facts that, as we've pointed out, folks, and this happens time and time again with electronic voting systems. Now, most countries have removed electronic voting systems because of their culpability of being compromised and hacked. You can hack a machine within 3 to 7 minutes. You can teach. Mm-hmm. I think I saw a 6-year-old girl learning how to hack a voting machine just the other day.
Yeah, and there was even a quasi college study done that showed, without absolutely any trace, a college student could replace the voting material on an electronic machine with the game of Pac-Man. Yeah.
It's that easy. So California right now, they have an entire vote cal system, which is an electronic voting system, and there's no paper trail. Is that correct?
No, there is no paper backup. And so California was very heavily reliant on voter exit polls, which, you know, now are practically non-existent because, as we know, you know, the primary leading up to the California primary, it really looked like there was going to be a Bernie Sanders landslide in the land of fruits and nuts. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, 5 minutes after the polls closed on election night, June 7th, Hillary was announced the winner.
Yep. Well, with that, you can stay around one more segment, can't you? Good.
Because
we're going to get to some meaty stuff coming up the next segment. And then I know we had to have some callers that went away, but if you call back in the next top of the hour, like 5:05, we'll get some calls in. Right now, you're on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks with Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com, and we'll be right back.
Where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 for your copy today. Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it. So get in the know. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Free 2016 World Money Report today. Or visit 2016moneyreport.com for an instant download.
Who doesn't love shiny diamonds? Shiny colored diamonds. Shiny rare colored diamonds. I'm Wayne Allyn for the Diamond Market. That's thediamondmarket.com. The Diamond Market doesn't sell average everyday diamonds. They sell rare color diamonds. They're unlike any diamonds you've ever seen in your life. Glorious wild colors, yellow, purple, blue, azure, green, orange, pink. Eye-popping, one-of-a-kind clients. One-of-a-kind colors, and I'm a client. I had them make me up the most beautiful diamond necklace you've ever seen. But this isn't just about the coolest diamond jewelry on the planet. It's about a unique investment opportunity, too, because Sotheby's says rare color diamonds have gone up 10 to 15% per year since the 1970s. That's about 50 years of dramatic appreciation. And while there's no guarantees about future performance for any product, that's one heck of a track record. It beats anything out there. And it's portable. You could fit a rare color diamond in your shirt pocket or your socks. It's undetectable at airport screening machines. Doesn't cost a fortune. Only the Diamond Market makes sure it doesn't cost a fortune. They have diamonds as little as $500 to $1,000. Here's their amazing offer. You get a free rare color diamond sent to you. It's yours to keep. A rare color diamond free. You get a certificate to buy your first rare color diamond at 50% off. You get my book, The Power of Relentless, free, because rare color diamonds are relentless and you should be too. And a lifetime guarantee if you ever want to sell your rare color diamond, they'll buy it back for whatever price you paid. You'll never lose a cent. Guaranteed. Call 877-432-6291, 877-432-6291, 877-432-6291, or go to thediamondmarket.com.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back, Las Vegas. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBaby.com, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, who is on a book tour this week. He's everywhere. He's fighting the institutional left. He's calling the progressives communists like they should be. So I'm happy to take over his spot today and provide you with some truth. I'll be here tonight for another hour, and then I'll be back Thursday and Friday. And on Wednesday, tomorrow night, Kevin Wall is going to be filling in. He's going to give me a break, and then I'll be back on Thursday with you folks. So I really appreciate all the calls. We got Katie Grimes for another segment because, like I told you at the top of the hour, we're going to get a little dangerous. We're going to get a little dangerous with the truth. I mean, the press, the mainstream media, the Federal Department of Propaganda calls us truth seekers and truth slayers dangerous. They won't call Hillary Clinton dangerous, even though she's spilling our national secrets all over the world. But they'll call conservatives dangerous. I'm proud to wear that label. So let's get a little more dangerous talking about election fraud and voter fraud with Katie Grimes. Hi, Katie. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, Megan. Thanks.
Yeah, so, you know, you have all electronic voter machines there in California, and that's why the Democrats have rigged that state to their monopoly. They're so progressive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The state's full of progressives.
Right. And, you know, I feel sorry for, you know, I was talking to a guy on Facebook today over on my Reagan Baby fan page on Facebook. And, you know, he said he's going to stay and fight the good fight. And he lives up in Northern California, where there was actually an effort of a bunch of communities, I believe, to separate their own state of Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. It's still active. 21 California counties voted to join the state of Jefferson.
But didn't it get stalled by the fascist named Kamala Harris on like a technicality or something, but it's still alive?
I don't know. The state of Jefferson seems to be going. It might have been the sixth state measure.
Oh,
that's there was a ballot
right.
measure. Yeah, they did not want to let that get to the ballot at all because voters probably would have agreed with it.
Right. But you have all electronic voting records, and that's why you've got the likes of Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris and Alex Padilla.
Exactly. This is the fix has been in California for quite a while.
Right. And I say over on ReaganBaby.com, don't California my Nevada.
Oh, yes.
I am a California refugee. I hung around there for 20 years, and I watched what the progressives did to our state, which was basically turn it into a third world hellhole with a bunch of potholes to go along with it. And at constant power outages because the infrastructure is never taken care of because they have to pay for all the pensions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a big shell game. Because those who hold power in California are those that are connected, just like in a Hillary Clinton presidency would be. Right? Because they've already...
Oh, yes.
Right, yeah. So they rigged the voting system in California. We know the Democrats rigged the national election to make sure that their queen, Hillary, was going to waltz in with the nom and not Bernie. And I feel sorry for the Bernie Sanders supporters because their votes were completely disenfranchised. Their votes just didn't even count. The fix was in.
You know, it's amazing, too, the way the Democrats throw around the word disenfranchised, because they're always talking about minorities being disenfranchised, when in fact the Democrats did it to their own voters this election. Nobody's disenfranchised except for now. The Bernie Sanders voters are really disenfranchised.
That's right. And, you know, they are outraged. They staged this thing called a Dem exit at the convention, and that's still going on. And I've spoken to a couple of them. And I would be, if my vote was taken away, which it was in California when they allowed illegals the right to vote, that's when I left. I got ticked.
Yeah, that happened last October. Jerry Brown, our illustrious governor, did sign into law a new law allowing illegal aliens to vote in California. And it is just hard to imagine. I mean, now we're going to allow felons to vote. Pretty much anybody who wants to show up at a polling station in California can vote, and probably more than once.
Yeah, so illegal aliens now have basically disenfranchised all of the legal votes.
Yeah.
So what is it? And this is the open borders loving left. You know, this is the open society of George Soros, a world without borders. Because they want to flood the system, and they want to flood the system with illegal votes, which brings me to Nevada, to my Nevada friends there. And Katie, just hang on for 1 second, because this is probably going to tie into part three. Now, to my friends here in our battle-born state, if you watch the Democrat National Convention, you saw an illegal immigrant. I don't call them dreamers.
Mm-mm.
I saw the illegal immigrant took the stage by the name of Astrid Silva. She's a 28-year-old illegal immigrant who rallied against Donald Trump during her primetime speaking engagement at the DNC. She is tapped for the Clinton Dreamer campaign, which is directly and 100% tied to Soros, who funds the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada and the effort known as Families Fight Back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now we have an illegal immigrant who's doing voter registration. Can someone tell me how that's even legal?
Well, that's been going on in California for a long time.
And that's where I was going with this.
Yep. No, this has been going on for a long time through George Soros-funded little shell corporations, which fund money then to these bogus nonprofit organizations claiming to be all about helping the minority class. And it's about nothing more than providing all kinds of money and services to the illegal aliens to get them to vote.
That's exactly right. And now in California, they can. They can vote.
And now they can.
And see,
and they have health insurance.
Well, lucky them. Because most legal people here now don't. And if they do, their prices have shot up 40%.
Yeah, exactly.
So on July 28th here in Nevada, which I mentioned in part two, the system is rigged on ReaganBaby.com, there was a district court who's a judge who's a Democrat. Her name is Michelle Leavitt. She dismissed requests filed by three June Republican primary candidates to review the original paper ballots cast in their assembly districts. So we had Republican candidates just like we could have Democrat candidates someday. This really isn't a partisan thing, folks. That once again, electronic voting machines gave skewed results or questionable results. And all these assembly candidates wanted to do was to look at the paper trail. And the judge said, nah, sorry. Even though we know and we've demonstrated that electronic voting machines can be manipulated, they can be hacked. And oh, by the way, you want to talk about impropriety and corruption? The people that basically handle and calibrate and count the votes in the voting machines are none other than the SEIU, the largest contributor to the Democrat Party. Yeah. So, yeah. So, Katie, I really thank you for doing your work, your investigative journalism, because there's not a lot out you. There's not a lot of you out there anymore.
No, there's not.
And that's the problem with the ethics, and that's the problem with the integrity, and that's the why we have the propaganda arm, otherwise known as the Federal Department of Propaganda, which is the press. So yes. Thanks, Katie. I'll be looking for your piece tonight, as will all of the listeners on ReaganBaby.com.
Thanks, Megan.
You're welcome. And thank you, Katie Grimes. Thank you, listeners. We got to take a break at the top of this hour right now, but I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about, the progressives and how regressive they are, because I'll give you the truth and the truth will be our revolution. Be right back.